Kerry points this out, the chief of staff is really the job of running the White House, which is a full-time job.
And we should describe Bob Kerry, former senator of Nebraska, really a pretty smart guy.
A lot of experience in Washington and sort of knows the landscape. So certainly not an out-of-left-field proposal.
Right.
But I think there are some weaknesses in this whole notion. I mean, for one thing, we have OMB has a deputy director for management, Jeff Zients, who's the chief performance officer, which is, if you look at the job duties Kerry outlined, they're pretty close to what a chief operating officer would be.
Well, that was the other thing, was we have an OMB director. Well, we're supposed to have an OMB director who one would also guess would be in charge of these kinds of issues.
And OMB has actually been more focused on management issues over the past, 5 to 10 years or so than it used to be. It used to be just this, that OMB was entirely focused on the budget, and everybody used to talk about, we should have a separate office of management. And
right.
So,
yeah, Congressman Horn from California always used to just almost go on his soapbox and say, hold on, we don't pay enough attention to management. It's, we ought to separate the two. But they've seen the concern always with that was you have to link budget with management because that's really how things get done.
Right, exactly. And besides that, if you look at this, chief operating officer of the entire federal government, I don't know that that's a job I would wish on my worst enemy. I mean, that is just, you're then responsible for every conceivable bad thing that could happen that government does. I mean, Kerry says, this would mean that, FEMA would have been better managed during Katrina and the Minerals Management Service would have been better before the oil spill. Well, I mean, that would be nice if one person could manage all
that. It's like the second coming.
Yeah, but it's really, it's not a job I think that you could legitimately expect any one person to do. And I think people just sort of fail to take this into account, that the federal government is much more like a sector of the economy than it is an entity that could be managed by one person. You really need lots of these people, and presumably we've already got them. I mean, I think all the cabinet departments have their deputy secretaries are given the title chief operating officer too.
Well, I know GAO for a long time was pushing DOD to have a chief operating officer, sort of a chief management person within the organization, because they felt like it wasn't getting enough attention. But I keep coming back to when I was reading your post, it was like, hold on, we have the Office of Management and Budget. It seems that there is a job that does that.
Yeah, there's an agency that's the job, whose job is to oversee the operations of the government. So I'm not sure quite, what's novel about this.
It's also, that's, as you say, a hard job that you wouldn't wish on anybody, but also who's really qualified to operate a organization that size.
Right. And the default position for this, always, and Kerry does this too, says this should be someone with significant business experience and sensitivities to how government works. And the name he throws out is Michael Bloomberg. But this always seems to me that it's sort of backwards. I don't know why the going-in presumption is that somebody with private sector experience is going to be better at running an entity like the government, which is very, very different than private sector organizations. It seems to me that should be reversed. Get someone in there, if you want to have such a position, it should be filled by someone with deep experience in making government work effectively and some sensitivity to best practices coming out of the private sector, too.
Does this, what's the prospects of this actually happening?
I haven't heard anybody else really pick up on the idea, so I think it probably slim to none.
Right. Well, and is it, if you wanted to create a new position all around, then it probably requires some congressional, it really would depend on how they do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that without some sort of statutory authority, there really would not be a point. Now, who knows? I mean, we're about to get a whole bunch of new overseers on Capitol Hill, and there may be a push for more accountability in government and better management, and certainly President Obama has been talking about that since the election. So you never know when an idea like this might gain traction.
It's been since the election, since we last spoke. Your take coming away from, what is this? I mean, we did one of our polls where we asked people, what does this mean for feds? And by and large, gridlock pretty much, a surprisingly large number of people thought that there would be some kind of furloughs, layoffs, whatever we call them. What's your take coming out of this?
I think a few things. First of all, the amount of oversight of federal operations is going to increase dramatically.
Yeah. Well, Congressman Issa told Politico hundreds of hearings.
Yeah, there are going to be hundreds of hearings. There's going to be much more of it. And ISA's mentality is everything's getting screwed up. We have to put attention on how badly everything is being managed. So don't expect a lot of best practices hearings either. I think that's going to be a big thing. I think there is going to be immense pressure on to cut costs in the federal workforce. I mean, that's a very difficult thing to do. But I would say at more than at any other time in the 20 years I've been around it, I think that, you know, the odds are getting up there that there would at least be no federal pay increase next year, and possibly something worse than that. The dynamic on that with the state of the economy, that has really changed dramatically this year.
Yeah, well, and so much discussion around that topic in and of itself, and how feds are paid, which all sounds like it's not going to be a particularly good environment for folks.
No.
Trying to get their jobs done.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. There's going to be a high degree of uncertainty.
And as people, we try and talk about innovation and being innovative, you have to be able to fail on things and all these, I think, frankly, Congressman Davis did it very well when he was in that position, on Capitol Hill, you know, actually focused on hearings that help people do their jobs better. It's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah. And I get the sense this time around that there's going to be less of that and more positioning of folks as being the ones who are coming in, you know, the new sheriffs in town.